Devaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirayet. Nastapayeshva Bhareshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhaktir Bhavati Avastukim. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, a 6th canto, 3rd chapter, text number 11. Se Badarayane Ruvacha. Iti Deva Sa Aprishta Praja Samyamana Yama Prita Sadutan Pratyaha Smaran Padambujam Hare Sri Badaraya Nirvacha Iti Devasa Aprishta Praja Samyamano Yamaha Prita Sadutan Pratya Smaran Padam Bhujam Hare Sri Badaya Nirvacha Iti Devasa Aprishta Praja Samyamano Yamaha Prita Sadutan Pratya Smaram Padam Bhujam Hare Sri Badarya Nirvacha Iti Devasa Aprishta Praja Samyamano Yamaha Prita Sadutan Pratyaha Smaram Padam Bhujam Hare Please chant.
Sri Badarayane Uvacha Iti Devasa Aprishta
Iti Devasa Aprishta
Praja Samyamano Yamaha
Praja Samyamano Yamaha
Prita Sadutan Prattaha
Prita Sadutan Prattaha
Smaran Padam Bhujam Hare
Smaran Padam Bhujam Hare
Matajis. Sribadarayani Vacha. Sugadev Goswami said, Iti, thus, Deva, the demigod, Sa, he, Aprishta, being questioned, Praja Samyamana, Yama, Lord Yamaraj, who controls the living entities, Prita, being pleased, Sadutan, to his own servants, Pratya, replied, Smaran, remembering, Pada Ambujam, the lotus feet, Hare, of Hari, the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, thus having been questioned, Lord Yamaraj, the supreme controller of the living entities, was very pleased with his order carriers because of hearing from them the holy name of Narayan. He remembered the lotus feet of the Lord and began to reply, purport. Srila Yamaraj, the supreme controller of the living entities in terms of their pious and impious activities, was very pleased with his servants because they had chanted the holy name of Narayan in his dominion. Yamaraj has to deal with men who are all sinful and who can hardly understand Narayan. Consequently, when his order carriers uttered the name of Narayan, he was extremely pleased, for he was also Vaishnav. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Meditam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Scham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyahevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare Sri Badarayani Ruvacha Iti Devasa Aprishta Praja Samyamano Yamaha Prita Sadutam Pratyaha Smaran Padam Bhujam Harehe. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, thus having been questioned, Lord Yamaraj, the supreme control of the living entities, was very pleased with his order carriers because of hearing from them the holy name of Narayan. He remembered the lotus feet of the Lord and began to reply. So here Sugriva Goswami is continuing to speak to Parikshit Maharaj about the life of Ajamil, who was a qualified Brahmana, and but due to circumstances, so he deviated from the path of Brahminical life, and although he was married, he had a good wife, a Brahmani, but still he left his duties of a Brahmana, he left his wife, and he associated with a prostitute, and by hook or by crook, so by not proper means, then he was maintaining his prostitute with whom he was living, and then he also got children from her, and the youngest one, due to his previous good activities, due to being from a Brahmana family, so he named his youngest son Narayan, which is the system in Vedic culture, in Vaishnav culture, to give a name of the Lord or his Lord, the Lord's associates to the sons or to the daughters. Then they will give a name of the eternal concepts of the Lord, like Lakshmi or Sita or Radhika, or the associates of the divine couple, Lalita, Vishakha. So in this way, that is another way of how to become fully absorbed in remembering the Supreme Lord and being fully absorbed, so with body, mind and words, in the service of the Lord. And by doing that, then we can realize the Supreme Lord and our own spiritual nature, being completely apart from gross and subtle body, having a spiritual form, vigraha, Satchidananda vigraha, eternal, blissful form, full of knowledge, in relation to the Supreme Lord, Parameshwar, whose body of course is Satchidananda vigraha, and his vibhu is unlimited, and the living entities are anu, they are infinitesimal, they are limited. But the relationship is there between the living entity and the Supreme Lord, which is eternal. So the living entities are internal servants of Krishna. So that is mentioned in the scriptures that there are two kinds of living entities, Nitya Siddha, those who are eternally liberated, and the eternal associates of the Lord, and we're always engaged in the service of the Lord. And when the Lord is coming to this world, they are also accompanying Him, and they are never conditioned. So then there's another category of living entities known as Nitya Bada, so eternally conditioned. So that means since time immemorial, so they have been somehow in this conditioned state. Sisi Goni Tai Ki, Sisi Krishna Brahm Ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar Ki. And so, forgetful of their real nature. So even of course the Nitya Bada, the eternal sense of Krishna, they also Krishna Das, Nitya Krishna Das, but they are in the conditioned state in this material world. So the Supreme Lord is always eager to call them back, to bring them to the spiritual world. And once liberated, one will not fall back again in the material world, as Krishna is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita. But once in the conditioned state, so one has to follow a process by which one can become liberated. And so the Supreme Lord Himself, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, He Himself is coming once in the day of Lord Brahma, as 5,000 years ago. And He's giving instructions, just like to Arjuna, for the benefit of the conditioned souls. And certainly He's liberating so many devotees, Krishna, when He comes. And His paritranaya sadhanam vinasya duskritam. and he's killing, so he's protecting the devotees and killing the miscreants, the demons, and establishing dharma. But other times, then his expansions are coming. And of course, after Swami Bhagavan Sri Krishna is coming, once in the lair of Lord Brahma, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Nayanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non different from Radha and Krishna. So he's coming and he is establishing the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So he's a Supreme Lord, and of course the internal reasons are there that he wants to see the or experience the bliss or the mood of Srimati Radharani, which he's experiencing while serving Krishna. But then the external reason is to establish the Yuga Dharma. And especially because chanting of the holy names, that is for everyone, but then the proper consciousness has to be there while chanting the holy names, and different bhavs may be there. And some devotees, they belong to Vaikuntha, and some they belong to Braj, to Golok. So Aishwarya bhav is there, and then Braj bhav, Madhurya bhav is there. So he especially came to give actually the Braj Bhav, and even there, the Unadajjala Ras, the most bright and shining, most elevated Bhav of the Gopis, who are the most exalted devotees of Krishna. So many living entities were there in Mahaprabhu's time, and they all got benefited by chanting the holy names. And then they were able to go to their desired destination. So as explained in the third canto in one place, the devotees, they perform the sadhana, and then Krishna is reciprocating of the Supreme Lord, and the form on which they're meditating, so that form will appear to them. But then Prabhupada in the purport has explained to that verse that by the process of performing devotional service, one's consciousness is purified, and then naturally the form of the Lord, who is our Ishtadev, will manifest, and then we can engage in the relationship with that particular form, either Narayan in Vaikuntha, or Ram in Ayodhya, or Krishna in Dwarka, or Krishna in Braj. So all the different personalities of Godhead, they are giving the mercy to the conditioned souls, and they're giving a process according to time, place and circumstances by which the conditioned souls, they can elevate themselves to the higher stage. And then the Supreme Lord is also sending his representatives, the pure devotees, to help the conditioned souls. So just like the 12 Mahajans are there, great personalities, who have, under the direction of the Supreme Lord, also given the religious performances to be followed. But the actual dharma that is established by the Supreme Lord himself. But then the representative of the Lord, the pure devotee, they are revealing that to the conditioned souls and helping them so they may be able to properly execute the different Vedic injunctions. So Yamaraj is one of them, one of the 12 Mahajans. So he's well versed with, he's a pure devotee of the Lord. So he's in charge of, so it is mentioned here, is the supreme control of the living entities. But he's not the supreme controller of all the living entities. As Prabhupada has explained in one of the purports, but the Yamadutas, they were thinking that Yamaraj is the supreme, yes, controller, the supreme being, the supreme Lord. But then when the Vishnu Dutas came, then they realized there's something, somebody is above their Lord. So therefore they were bewildered, And they were a little bit even angry, it is mentioned. And at Yamaraj, that so he's giving the instructions, and we are baffled in our attempt to arrest this or to take this sinful person. But then Yamaraj, so of course he pacified them, and then he very nicely explained to them the actual situation that we'll hear tomorrow. Devaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirayet. Nastapayeshva Bharishu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhaktir Bhavati Avastukim. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 3rd chapter, text number 11. Se Badarayaniru Vacham. Iti Deva Sa. Aprishta praja samyamana yama pritan sadutan pratyaha smaran padambujam hare sri badaraya nirvacha. Iti devasa aprishta praja samyamano yamaha prita sadutan pratya smaran padam bujam hare sri badaya nirvacha. Iti devasa aprishta praja samyamano yamaha prita sadutan pratya smaram padam bujam harehe sri badarya nirvacha. Iti devasa aprishta praja samyamano yamaha prita sadutan pratyaha smaram padam bujam harehe. Please chant.
Yeah.
Matajis. Sri Badarayani Vacha. Sugadev Goswami said, Iti, thus, Deva, the demigod, Sa, he, Aprishta, being questioned, Praja Samyamana, Yama, Lord Yamaraj, who controls the living entities, Prita, being pleased, Sadutan, to his own servants, Pratya, replied, Smaran, remembering, Pada Ambujam, the lotus feet, Hare, of Hari, the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, thus having been questioned, Lord Yamaraj, the supreme control of the living entities, was very pleased with his order carriers because of hearing from them the holy name of Narayan. He remembered the lotus feet of the Lord and began to reply, purport. Srila Yamaraj, the supreme controller of the living entities in terms of their pious and impious activities, was very pleased with his servants because they had chanted the holy name of Narayan in his dominion. Yamaraj has to deal with men who are all sinful and who can hardly understand Narayan. Consequently, when his order carriers uttered the name of Narayan, he was extremely pleased, for he was also Vaishnav. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Meditam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Scham He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Prishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyahevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare Sri Badarayani Ruvacha Iti Devasa Aprishta Praja Samyamano Yamaha Prita Sadutam Pratyaha Smaran Padam Bhujam Harehe. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, thus having been questioned, Lord Yamaraj, the supreme control of living entities, was very pleased with his order carriers because of hearing from them the holy name of Narayan. He remembered the lotus feet of the Lord and began to reply. So here Sukadeva Goswami is continuing to speak to Parikshit Maharaj about the life of Ajamil, who was a qualified Brahmana, and but due to circumstances, so he deviated from the path of Brahminical life, and although he was married, he had a good wife, a Brahmani, but still he left his duties of a Brahmana, he left his wife and he associated with a prostitute, and by hook or by crook, so by not proper means, then he was maintaining his prostitute with whom he was living, and then he also got children from her, and the youngest one, due to his previous good activities, due to being from a Brahmana family, so he named his youngest son Narayan, which is the system in Vedic culture, in Vaishnav culture, to give a name of the Lord or his Lord, the Lord's associates, to the sons or to the daughters. Then they will give a name of the eternal concepts of the Lord, like Lakshmi or Sita or Radhika, or the associates of the divine couple, Lalita, Vishakha. So in this way, that is another way of how to become fully absorbed in remembering the Supreme Lord and being fully absorbed, so with body, mind and words, in the service of the Lord. And by doing that, then we can realize the Supreme Lord and our own spiritual nature, being completely apart from gross and subtle body, having a spiritual form, vigraha, Satchidananda vigraha, eternal, blissful form, full of knowledge, in relation to the Supreme Lord, Parameshwar, whose body of course is Satchidananda vigraha, and his vibhu is unlimited, and the living entities are anu, they are infinitesimal, they are limited. But the relationship is there between the living entity and the Supreme Lord, which is eternal. So the living entities are internal servants of Krishna. So that is mentioned in the scriptures, that there are two kinds of living entities, Nitya Siddha, those who are eternally liberated, and the eternal associates of the Lord, and we're always engaged in the service of the Lord. And when the Lord is coming to this world, they are also accompanying Him, and they are never conditioned. So then there's another category of living entities known as Nitya Bada, so eternally conditioned. So that means since time immemorial, so they have been somehow in this conditioned state. Sisi Goni Tai Ki, Sisi Krishna Brahm Ki, Sisi Daadha Shama Sundar Ki. And so, forgetful of their real nature. So even of course the Nitya Bada, the eternal sons of Krishna, they also Krishna Das, Nitya Krishna Das, but they are in the conditioned state in this material world. So the Supreme Lord is always eager to call them back, to bring them to the spiritual world. And once liberated, one will not fall back again in the material world, as Krishna is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita. So, But once in the conditioned state, someone has to follow a process by which one can become liberated. And so the Supreme Lord Himself, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, He Himself is coming once in the day of Lord Brahma, as 5,000 years ago. And He's giving instructions, just like to Arjuna, for the benefit of the conditioned souls. And certainly He's liberating so many devotees, Krishna, when He comes. And He's paritranaya sadhanam vinasya chaduskritam. And He's killing, so He's protecting the devotees and killing the miscreants, the demons, and establishing dharma. But other times, then His expansions are coming. And of course, after Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna is coming, once in the lair of Lord Brahma, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Nayanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none different from Radha and Krishna. So He's coming and He is establishing the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So He's a Supreme Lord, and of course the internal reasons are there that He wants to see the or experience the bliss or the mood of Srimati Radharani, which He's experiencing while serving Krishna. But then the external reason is to establish the Yuga Dharma. And especially because chanting of the holy names, that is for everyone, but then the proper consciousness has to be there while chanting the holy names, and different bhavs may be there. And some devotees, they belong to Vaikuntha, and some they belong to Braj, to Golok. So Aishwarya bhav is there, and then Braj bhav, Madhurya bhav is there. So He especially came to give actually the Braj Bhav, and even there, the Unadajjala Ras, the most bright and shining, most elevated Bhav of the gopis, who are the most exalted devotees of Krishna. So many living entities were there in Mahaprabhu's time, and they all got benefited by chanting the holy names. And then they were able to go to their desired destination. So as explained in the third canto in one place, the devotees, they perform the sadhana, and then Krishna is reciprocating of the Supreme Lord. And the form on which they are meditating, so that form will appear to them. But then Prabhupada in the purport has explained to that verse that by the process of performing devotional service, one's consciousness is purified, and then naturally the form of the Lord, who is our Ishtadev, will manifest, and then we can engage in the relationship with that particular form, either Narayan in Vaikuntha, or Ram in Ayodhya, or Krishna in Dwarka, or Krishna in Braj. So all the different personalities of Godhead, they are giving the mercy to the conditioned souls, and they're giving a process according to time, place and circumstances by which the conditioned souls, they can elevate themselves to the higher stage. And then the Supreme Lord is also sending His representatives, the pure devotees, to help the conditioned souls. So just like the 12 Mahajans are there, great personalities, who have, under the direction of the Supreme Lord, also given the religious performances to be followed. But the actual dharma that is established by the Supreme Lord Himself. But then the representative of the Lord, the pure devotee, they are revealing that to the conditioned souls and helping them so they may be able to properly execute the different Vedic injunctions. So Yamaraj is one of them, one of the 12 Mahajans. So he's well versed with, he's a pure devotee of the Lord, and so he's in charge So it is mentioned here is the supreme control of the living entities. But he's not the supreme controller of all the living entities. And as Prabhupada has explained in one of the purports, but the Yamadutas, they were thinking that Yamaraj is the supreme, controller, the supreme being, the supreme Lord. But then when the Vishnu Dutas came, then they realized there's something, somebody is above their Lord. So therefore they were bewildered, and they were a little bit even angry, it is mentioned. And at Yamaraj, so he's giving the instructions, and we are baffled in our attempt to arrest this or to take this sinful person. But then Yamaraj, so of course he pacified them, and then he very nicely explained to them the actual situation that we'll hear tomorrow. Uraga dadara pakshachara shinu gauraga dadara charukata bhajagodu makanaja kunjavidom. So remembering, so worshipping, remembering, hearing about Gaur Gadadhar, who are no different from Radha and Krishna. So of course we, in the beginning we worship Gaur Nitai, so to become free from all offenses and all misgivings. And because Nityananda is the deliverer of the most fallen, together with Mahaprabhu then, so when we get their mercy, then we can approach Radha and Krishna also. And then Gaur Gadadhara, they are no different from Radha and Krishna. So there is explaining that Harinam is, so we should get a taste for Harinam and chant Harinam. So in this way, but remembering Mahaprabhu always while chanting Harinam. And then by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, then we may be able to remember Radha and Krishna. Just like when you worship the deities, first we worship Guru, and then we worship Gauranga, and then we can worship Krishna Balaram or Radhisham. So same in Krishna Nam. So we have to remember Guru, and then we have to remember Gauranga. Therefore we chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And then we chant the Maha Mantra. And then we can, so in this way, we remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we remember Sri Radha and Krishna. And in this way, by constantly being absorbed in chanting the holy names and serving the Lord and serving the Vaishnavas, performing some service according to the instruction of the spiritual master or the representative, then we can make our life perfect. And then that means, Prabhupada has explained also in the same verse from the third canto in the purport, when the Lord will reveal His form according to the devotee's inclination, and then Prabhupada has explained, then He will actually, that stage when one will see one's Ishtadev, one worshipable Lord, in one's meditation while we're chanting the holy names, and so that stage is known as Surup Siddhi. And that stage, once one's form is revealed, that is actually the perfection of life. And then after giving up the body, then one is able to enter into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, and internally serve the Lord in Golila and Krishna Lila. And once there, then one will not come again to this material world. But while we are in this world, even it is mentioned, Iha yasya haridasya karmana manasagira nikilashavyavasta sujivan muktasa uchate. If one is constantly engaged with body, mind and words in the service of the Lord, so then even in this material world, in this material body, in this present body, we can become perfect. So then, of course, Prabhupada, as Mahaprabhu has explained also, that we should actually try to become perfect. And what is it? Yare dekataka Krishna Padesh? No. Amara agyaya guru hanataya desh. So he was telling one brahmana who was following him, you stay at home, and whoever you see, you speak to him about Krishna Padesh, Krishna's instructions. And in this way you become a spiritual master or guide and help others. And then, what is it? Paropakar. What is it? The whole verse, paropakar. So we should make our life perfect. Janma satta kari paroko upakar. Yeah. Manushya janma jara. Bharat bhumi thayla manushya janma jara. Janma satta kari karapo upakar. So those who have taken birth in this human form of life, so they should try to become perfect by following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then by after becoming perfect themselves, then they should do paropakar. So then they should give this, whatever they have achieved, they should give this to others. So we have received the mercy of the Lord by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and we have received the books from Srila Prabhupada, and now it is marathon. Marathon is going on. And then now we should distribute books also. And so if you can every day take part in book distribution, that is wonderful. Then, because then we will get more mercy. If you are busy in other things, then you help those who are doing, or at least, but we can try to distribute a few books. That's what I'm trying to do also, at least a few books in a month. Or we can buy some books and or sponsor some books. And then in this way we do paropakar. And whoever we meet, we should speak about Krishna's instructions. Namaruchi. So we should get Namaruchi, taste for chanting the holy names. And then Vaishnava Seva, we should serve the Vaishnavas. And then Jiva Doya, we should be very merciful towards others. Hare Krishna. Om Tat Sat. So, yeah. Any questions or any comments? Yes, microphone. The microphone is here. Yes.
So I'm wondering, where is this limit?
Where is the limit? Well, yeah. Well, it is mentioned even here in the fifth canto. It is mentioned there, the sinful activities of the different persons and the result of that. Who is going to hell? That is mentioned in the fifth canto. Basically, if you're chanting the holy names, if you're worshipping the Lord, so if you're acknowledging the supremacy of the Lord, then you're protected and you will not go to hell. So don't worry, you're safe. So we all save, although we may be still committing so many offenses. And then even we see sometimes some devotees, they're taking up devotional service, and then they leave Krishna consciousness. But Krishna will never forget what they have done. Even if they smoke again, they drink again, and perform some other sinful activities. But they will be protected, they will not go to hell. Unless they do something very bad, starting to eat meat again, or maybe, killing somebody or something, then they may also have to face some great reaction, or even may go to hell. So there's you cannot just say black and white. It is not black and white, but I mean, some guidelines are given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the fifth canto. But basically, if you're surrendering to Krishna, and anyone who is just simply accepting the Supreme Lord, the personal form of the Lord, so through the Krishna consciousness movement, or the four Vaishnava Sampradayas, so those who are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan also, Ramchandra, so they're also saved. So they are saved from going to hell. Anyone who is accepting the Supreme Lord. Of course, I mean, the Christians or maybe the Muslims who are only in name, maybe Christians, and eating meat and so that may be questionable. They may also have to face the consequences, maybe. But even there, basically, if one is accepting that there is God, because many times in the West they are drinking, they are smoking, and that they're eating meat. But they don't know that it is not good. Because the priests there, the Christian priests, they themselves are eating meat. They're worshipping God, but they're eating meat. So what to speak of the common man? They don't know. They're not educated. But if they're not extremely sinful, and if they're even you can see in the West, even they may be eating meat, but sometimes even though they eat meat, but they are gentle persons also, and they are respectful. And for example, if you fall in the street, or somebody is trying to rob somebody in the West, many times they will try to help. So if one is a good person, usually is not overcome by evil, then he's protected. They will not go to the deepest region of hell. But so it is not black and white, and it is sometimes not easy to say where the person will go, because we don't know his whole life history. We also don't know what did the previous life. So the law of karma is not so easy to understand. But we don't have to worry too much. And we don't have to be bothered too much about others, where they will go. We should try to see where we are going. And those who are close to us, and if we have some responsibility, and if, for example, we are bhakta leader, then we should try to help them. If we are preacher, then we try to help those who are taking guidance from us. But basically, if they are devout, if they are chanting, even they are not doing much, but then they will be saved. Especially if they're vegetarian, then they will not go to hell. No, usually not. But some heavy statements are there in the Bhagavatam. So then we have to see. Therefore, as I'm saying, it is sometimes not easy to say where somebody will go. But we don't have to bother for that, because Yamaraj is there and his servants are there. And even if they make a mistake, the Vishnudutas are there to protect. But if somebody is really bad, then he will go to hell. But we don't have to worry about that so much. But we chant the holy names, we worship the Lord, and we induce others to chant the holy names. And even if somebody is not able to fully surrender, no harm. But let them at least chant sometimes the holy name. Let them be positive towards God consciousness, towards Krishna consciousness. Let them accept Krishna. Let them accept God, the Supreme Being, and let them do something. And then don't worry too much about the destination, okay? Hare Krishna? Yes, you want to say something?
Thank you very much for the extensive answer.
Hare Krishna. Grantara Chimad Bhagavatam Ki. So, yeah, Krishna is very merciful.